Welcome to the Embodied Resilience Podcast, where we explore the intersection of trauma-informed yoga, emotional and mental health, nervous system regulation, and the ancient wisdom of Chinese meridians. I'm Liz, a trauma-specialized yoga educator and space holder. In each episode, we will dive into practices, stories, and conversations that help you to return to your body, navigate life with more awareness, and support others with integrity and depth. Whether you're a yoga teacher, a student, or seeker, this space is for you. Hello, and welcome to this new episode on why going deeper in your yin yoga practice has nothing to do with flexibility. One of the most common things I hear from yoga students, both in classes and in trainings, is this idea of wanting to go deeper into their practice. And very often, what they mean by that is getting further into a pose, more stretch, more sensation, more intensity. It's such a common way of thinking, especially in a yoga culture that has for a long time associated progress with flexibility. But over the years, both in my own practice and in teaching, I have come to see that depth in yin yoga has very little to do with how far your body goes into a shape. And I learned this also through recovering from serious illness, losing all my flexibility, through aging, because your body is just not doing all the things it used to do before you turn 40 or 50. And very recently, I learned it through pregnancy, because my body is just not up for many things these days it was okay to do before. In fact, some of the deepest experiences I have witnessed in yin yoga, both personally and in my students, happened in very subtle, almost unnoticeable ranges of movement. Because what we often call going deeper is not really about intensity. It's about awareness. And awareness requires a very different kind of attention than pushing further into a sensation. When you approach a pose with the idea that deeper means more stretch, it's very easy to override what your body is actually communicating. You move towards an edge that feels productive, that gives you a clear signal that something is happening. But not all sensation is meaningful, and not all intensity leads to connection. Sometimes it does the opposite, actually. It pulls you out of yourself. You start managing the discomfort instead of listening to what's underneath it. The breath changes, the body braces slightly, the mind becomes focused on getting through the time rather than being present in it, or simply we disconnect and we numb ourselves. And from the outside, it might look like a deep practice, but internally, there is very little space. This is where the distinction between flexibility and mobility becomes important, not as a technical concept, but as a felt experience. Flexibility often refers to how far a muscle can lengthen, while mobility includes control, awareness, and the ability to move within a range without strain. In a more therapeutic yin yoga approach, we are not trying to maximize range. We are trying to understand how the body responds within a range. Which means that sometimes the more honest place to be is not at your maximum edge, but slightly before it. In a space where you can still feel, still breathe, still stay present without needing to push or pull yourself through the experience. And this is where another layer begins to reveal itself. Because once you stop chasing intensity, you start to notice other things. Subtle shifts in sensation. Emotional responses that don't always have a clear story attached to them. a sense of restlessness or resistance, or sometimes a surprising softness. This is where the practice moves beyond the physical. And this is also where the nervous system becomes central to the experience, because your ability to go deeper is not defined by your flexibility. It is defined by your nervous system capacity. How safe your body feels in stillness. How much sensation you can stay with without needing to contract or escape. How willing your body is to soften rather than protect. And that capacity is not fixed. It changes depending on your life circumstances, your energy levels, your emotional state, your environment, and so on. There are days when the body feels open and available, and there are days when even a very gentle shave feels like enough. Neither of those are better or worse. They are simply different expressions of where your nervous system is in that moment. When you start to relate to your practice this way, something shifts quite naturally. You stop trying to achieve a certain version of depth, and instead you begin to meet what is actually there, which often leads to a much more honest and ultimately much more transformative experience. For teachers, this understanding is just as important, because the way we speak about depth in a class shapes how students relate to their bodies. If depth is constantly framed as going further, feeling more, reaching an edge, then many students will try to do exactly that, even when it's not really supportive for them. And this is where Yin Yoga can unintentionally become a practice of endurance rather than awareness. But when depth is introduced as presence, as the ability to stay with a sensation without overriding it, the whole tone of the practice changes. Students start to listen differently. They give themselves permission to adjust, to come out earlier, to choose a variation that allows them to stay connected rather than pushing past their limits. And the room will start to feel different. There is less performance, less comparison, less pressure to get it right, and more space for individual experience. This is something I explore in much more detail inside my work, because it is one of those subtle shifts that changes everything once it's lands. If you are curious to experience this in your own body, the best place to start is always through a simple, accessible practice. That is exactly why I created the free Yin Reset, which is about giving you a gentle entry point into this way of practicing, where you can start to notice the difference between intensity and awareness, between pushing and listening. And from there, if you feel ready to go deeper in a more structured way, I invite you to join my Yinmersion, a 3-day free event where we begin to explore these layers more intentionally. So whether you're a teacher wanting to guide others with more clarity and confidence, or a Yin Yoga practitioner who feels that there is more to Yin Yoga than what you have been experienced so far, you're welcome to join. I'm going to share the links to these free experiences in the description. Thank you so much for listening, and I hear you in the next one. If today's episode resonated with you, and you feel called to explore this work more deeply, here are a few gentle steps that you can take. You can download my free ebook, Meridians, Emotions, and Yin Yoga, which is a nice entry point into this topic. You can try the free emotional and nervous system Yin Reset, designed for you to experience how my integrated signature approach, the Meridian Emotion Nervous System Yoga Method, works in practice. You can also watch my free trauma awareness webinar, called Trauma-Informed Yoga Foundations. You are invited to join my next live 100-hour trauma-informed yin yoga and Chinese meridians teacher training in Thailand, or my 30-hour The Art of Trauma-Informed Space Holding course, also held in Thailand. Upcoming dates and details and links will be shared in the description. If traveling is not an option for you right now, or you are planning to complete my teacher trainings while I'm on my maternity break, you can also join my online self-paced 100-hour trauma-informed yin yoga and Chinese meridians teacher training, or join the waitlist of the online self-paced 30-hour The Art of Trauma-Informed Space Holding course. The details and links of all these offerings are going to be shared in the description of this podcast. Thank you so much for being part of this community.